cold wind and snow and weather that comes, flows in on the, from a northerly direction. Most of your wind here is, you have a primarily, predominantly west wind here.
Oh, okay. Right.
Primarily always a west wind.
Yeah.
But when it does come from the north and east, why it usually, when they come together someplace, it usually get a little storm like
that. Something. Do you ever hear, do you get many windstorms in this area?
Oh, this spring we've had a lot of wind.
Yeah.
Just continued wind.
Right. Do you get anything like tornadoes or anything?
No, very seldom.
Okay.
There have been on occasion we've had a few that sit down, but never up this high. Usually around east of Trinidad they've had one or two the last few years.
And last year I understand you were getting some earthquakes.
Mm-hmm.
Is that still going on? Or?
No.
Okay.
No, that's all stopped. But see, this whole area is underlaid with it's a faulty area.
Isn't
you know what faults are.
Yeah.
Well, and whenever you get a fault and something slips,
yeah,
you get movement, ground up.
I heard some rumors that it may have been related to the methane drilling. Do you think
well, they deny it. Yeah. But when you pump a lot of water out of the ground and create a void,
yeah,
something's going to move.
Something's going to happen. Okay. Do you ever hear an expression where the wind, when you want to talk about the wind raising or getting stronger, what do people use around here? The wind is...
Oh, I don't know what they...
Ever hear when the wind is picking up or something like that?
Well, picking up means getting stronger.
Okay. What about when it's getting weaker, the wind?
Dying down.
Okay. And do you ever hear an expression of weather hotter than something?
Yeah, hotter than Hades.
Okay. What about the weather is colder than something?
Well, they'll say the same, use the same expression, only it's just in reverse.
Okay. And something you may have heard lately around here, the weather is drier than something. Do you know? Have you ever heard that?
Well, when you use a vernacular, I guess you could fit it all in the same category.
Okay. Right.
Because it's really been that dry.
Yeah. And a period of dry is called water out.
A drought.
And I definitely got one. What's the? Well, I'm not even look it up. What kind of local trees do you have around here? What kind of trees do you have in this area?
You mean the native trees?
Yeah.
You've got the ponderosa pine. You've got pinon. Juniper, which is cedar.
Right.
Cottonwood.
Right.
Elm.
Okay. Got a special kind of elm or just...
Well, there are various kinds. There's, sometimes you'll see different... You find Dutch elm, Chinese elm. Mm-hmm. You got wild plum, you got choke cherry, you got what we call wild plum. I don't know what... box elder, which is a scourge. They have a whole lot of red bugs on them.
What are those, like chiggers or something?
No, they're just a red nuisance. Mm-hmm. About the size of a bee, and they don't, they're just, they get all over everything, come in the house, all over.
Yeah. Do you get any cactus around here?
Oh yeah.
Okay, there's plenty of cactus.
Plenty of cactus, okay. You've got...
Once you get up
in the house. Tree cactus, you got flat cactus, you got to...
Do you have any types of poisonous weeds or poisonous plants around here?
Oh, they have some burdock, which is poison.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of that.
You've got, you've got some larkspur. I don't know whether there's anything down in here or not.
Okay.
Some, what we call local weed.
That's what the horses eat.
Mm-hmm. Get
crazy. Do you have, any poison ivy or poison oak or anything like that?
Poison oak. Poison oak is prevalent in the springtime. The ranchers are real. They have to watch real close because it'll kill. The cattle will eat it before it rains enough to wash the sap off of the oak leaves.
Oh, really?
And it'll kill the cattle.
Eek. You ever hear of people getting Rocky Mountain fever around here?
Mm-hmm. On occasion. Well, it's just a fever that they get from, there's a type of a of a tick.
Yeah.
And they, a lot of people will take, especially people who work outdoors, will take shots to try to prevent it.
Okay, I didn't know that. Okay. Did you ever hear about any outbreaks of disease in this area, or illnesses at some, like back in the old days? Do you remember hearing about that? Nothing like diphtheria or anything like that?
No, not in my lifetime.
Okay. Let me look over a couple of things. I think we pretty much got it here.